Hi everyone, it's Jo, and I am responding to James' conversation topic about accessible gadgets that aren't necessarily made to be accessible to visually impaired people. And I think this is something that certainly Michael and I have talked about before, but not on the channel. And I think it's a really important thing for us all to contribute to, because all too often gadgets, equipment is so expensive, and with, you know, a lot of people being on a low income or doing part-time work or voluntary work, you haven't necessarily got hundreds of, you know, or thousands of pounds to splash out on expensive equipment or gadgets. And the one about games, if you've got, you know, visually impaired children, you're sighted, or you've got, you know, sighted children like Jane and I have, you want to play games with them, but you don't necessarily want to pay the, I think it's £50 for a Braille Monopoly. I have been known, we have Cluedo now, although I haven't brailled the board as such, but I have brailled out all the cards in a game of Cluedo myself, and Rob and Jody just moved my piece round the board, but we've done that, and I braille out a sheet, you know, like when you mark off on Cluedo, for those who know the game, you mark off what you've got, and if someone shows you a card, you mark that off. I've brailled that and just put a four sign next to each one as I mark it off. So that works for me, because they are notoriously expensive. We've got a few Braille games. We've got Chinese checkers, which is great. But on saying that, when I was little and both my mum and dad were fully sighted, we used to have an ordinary game of Chinese checkers. And what I used to do was, because I was the only visually impaired person playing, I would get a little bit of blue tack and mark... mark the top of each of my pieces with like a dome of blue tack so that I could tell the difference. Now if you've more than one visually impaired person playing, then obviously that's not going to work, because you've each got to tell the difference between your pieces. The brailled game, it has braille markings to help you kind of navigate the board, but that, if you can kind of work in straight lines and things, you're not too bad with that on the ordinary one. And it also, the pieces are all different shapes. You've got triangles, squares, flower shapes and stars and things like that. But if it's only one visually impaired person, then you can quite, you know, you can adapt it for yourself, the ordinary game, and it's probably a lot cheaper. We do have Braille Connect 4, but there's just a hole in each of one of the colours. So like, say, the yellow ones have all got a hole in the middle. Now, you could probably do something yourself to mark one set of the colours in Connect 4. If you already had a game, you know, you could, I'm sure you could do that with maybe a bump on or something like that. As long as it's small enough to still fit inside the slots, you could do that. But I do, you know, we find ways of doing things. We... where gadgets in the kitchen, we used to have a talking microwave. Now, when that stopped working, we got that as a wedding present, and they are notoriously expensive. They're over £200, I think, now, certainly around the £200 mark. Now, if you aren't a great user of a microwave, you only use it for heating things up, you know, warming up a tin of soup, or, you know, warming up a brew when it's gone cold, things like that, then a manual microwave with the dials is perfectly adequate, really, and you can pick... certainly over here in the UK in Argos, you can pick one up for about £35, I think it is. And you can use Highmark, a tube of Highmark, get somebody to help you mark the minutes and the settings. And you can also use bump-ons. Bump-ons come in lots of different colours. You can get clear ones, and you can get brightly coloured ones for anyone who's got a little bit of sight, who can manage bright colours. I think you can get bright orange and other colours. So that, you know, that works well as a cheaper option. Things like just really simple things. When you get new toothbrushes, and they're all the same shape. If you get a pack, you know, you'll get a pack of two sometimes, and but the different colours, which is fine if you've got a little bit of sight, but if you've no sight, you need to know which is yours. I've been known to wrap something round them, like tape or something like that, round the end of one, or even get something like a pair of scissors and score a mark into one of them, scratch a mark or pattern into the handle of one of them, so that you always know which is yours, and that works for me. So, oops, Rob's in the kitchen dropping trays. So yeah, there are a few of the ones I can think of off the top of my head. If I come up with any more, I will come back and I'll be thinking of all Jodie's games now and thinking if there's ways of adapting them or ways that we've adapted them. But and also gadgets. I'll certainly give it some thought, and if I think of any more, I'll get back to you. But it'd be interesting if other people join in. You know, if you to make life less expensive, I think is really good. And you know, to just be able to adapt things, use a bit of know how, and just adapt something is a really good idea. So thanks, Jane, for bringing that up, and welcome to Audio Boo, first Boo on the VI Talk channel. Thanks for that. That's brilliant. And you know, welcome to everybody else who's joined the channel recently. It's good to see people following and listening, but it would be also great if people contribute as well. Feel free to, you know, don't think it's only about us posting information and things. Feel free to start a discussion topic or ask questions, and you know, hopefully people will help out or give information or, you know, answer a question or join in with the discussion. Okay, I'm gonna leave it there for now. Take care, thanks for listening, and I'll speak to you all again soon.